Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
You have failed your son and you have failed us all.
You blame everyone but themselves.
The blood of our children is on your hands too.
A landmark sentencing.
Not only did your son kill my daughter, but you both did as well.
Tonight, a judge sentences the parents of a school gunman for up to 15 years in prison, as they're the first to be convicted for their child's mass shooting.
Each act or inaction created a ripple effect.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We're going to get to that emotional scene in the courtroom in just a moment. Families coming face to face with the parents convicted of involuntary manslaughter for the role in their son's mass shooting. But we do want to begin tonight with a major abortion ruling that once again is putting the issue at the forefront of the 2024 presidential campaign. Arizona's Supreme Court today ruled that a 160-year-old near total abortion ban is still enforceable. The law dates back to 1864, on the book since before Arizona was a state and before women had the right to vote. Arizona will be the 18th state to severely restrict or outright ban the procedure since Roe versus Wade was overturned in 2022. The decision comes the day after former President Donald Trump claimed he doesn't support a federal ban. But today, President Biden said Trump is directly to blame for the ruling, calling the decision extreme and dangerous. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports now on the fallout.
Yes, it is a dark day in Arizona.
Arizona's Democratic governor begged the legislature to step in today after the state's conservative Supreme Court reinstated a Civil War-era abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. The author of the 4-2 decision wrote, "Physicians are now on notice that all abortions, except those necessary to save a woman's life, are illegal, with doctors facing a 2 to 5 year mandatory prison sentence."
We are 14 days away from this extreme ban coming back to life. It must be repealed immediately.
The decision does away with the state's current 15-week ban, which anti-abortion rights activists had challenged in court.
It's always the best decision to protect life as much as possible.
Arizona is now poised to join 17 other states that have imposed near-total abortion bans since Roe v. Wade was struck down. But unlike many of those states, Arizona is a pivotal swing state that went for President Biden in 2020. The state's Democratic AG announced today, "As long as I am attorney general, no woman or doctor will be prosecuted under this draconian law."
Does that give doctors the certainty they need to keep performing abortions if they feel they need to?
Well, I think that medical providers are going to have to weigh their options and their risk with their own legal counsel, quite frankly.
Chris Love helps lead Arizona for Abortion Access, a group that has already gathered 500,000 signatures for a November state ballot measure that would establish a constitutional right to an abortion.
We have told Arizona voters what's at stake. I think today is a clear example that we were being serious about that, right?
The Biden campaign is counting on that ballot measure and others like it to help drive Democrats to the polls in November. The issue is a proven motivator, which could help explain why several top Republicans in Arizona came out against the Supreme Court ruling today, saying, Nora, that it goes too far and is out of step with the state.
Republicans were denouncing it. Nancy Cordes, thank you. Well, now to that other groundbreaking court case, the sentencing of James and Jennifer Crumbly, the first parents in the U.S. to be held criminally responsible for their child's school shooting. A Michigan judge today sentenced each parent to 10 to 15 years in prison in connection with the shooting deaths of four students at Oxford High School in 2021. CBS's Andres Gutierrez was inside the courtroom.
The blood of our children is on your hands, too.
One by one, family members of the four students killed at Oxford High School addressed James and Jennifer Crumbly just before they were sentenced.
You have failed your son and you have failed us all.
And why you are running away from your son and your responsibilities. I was forced to do the worst possible thing a parent could do. I was forced to say goodbye to my Madison.
The Crumblies were found guilty of involuntary manslaughter earlier this year. Separate juries found they willfully failed to prevent their son, Ethan, from bringing a handgun to his Michigan school in 2021 and opening fire. Today, they each asked for leniency and forgiveness.
I am sorry for your loss as a result of what my son did.
We were good parents.
But the judge sentenced them to a minimum of 10 years in prison minus time already served.
These convictions confirm repeated acts or lack of acts that could have halted an oncoming runaway train.
During their trials, prosecutors painted the couple as absent parents more concerned with themselves than their son's mental health and accused them of gross negligence for buying a Sig Sauer handgun as a present for Ethan 4 days before the shooting and then failing to secure it. Today, Craig Schilling, the father of Justin, said the families have been waiting for this moment.
I feel that there was some justice here today, for sure. The sentence was appropriate, and I'm glad that we received that.
Criminal defense attorney Joe Tamburino predicts this historic case will set a precedent for other parents.
If your child is expressing the same type of behavior, the same type of mental state attitude that Ethan Crumbly was expressing, you must do something about it.
And in handing down her sentencing today, the judge said she hopes her decision will act as a deterrent to prevent future school shootings. The Crumblies will be eligible for parole in under 8 years. Nora?
Andres Gutierrez, thank you very much. Tonight, severe weather is causing havoc across the South. Strong winds knocked down trees in Shreveport, Louisiana. This one crashed into a house and flattened the owner's carport. And nearby, this 18-wheel FedEx truck flipped onto its side during downpours, causing major delays for the morning commute. For a look at the threat still to come, let's go to Dallas and meteorologist Alex Wilson with our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Alex.
Good evening, Nora. It's already been a very active day of severe weather. That threat will continue, actually goes up into our Wednesday. So unfortunately, an even more dangerous day expected tomorrow. Let's start with what's happening right now. We have active watches across the South. Going to be a dangerous evening and overnight for parts of Texas and into Louisiana, where the tornado threat will remain. As we move through the overnight, in addition to these storms, that'll bring the severe weather, the tornadoes, the hail, the gusty, damaging winds. We'll also be watching for the threat of very heavy rain. So unfortunately, flash flooding and flooding will be a concern. Now, we start the morning tomorrow with storms ongoing. They'll continue through the afternoon. Take a look at the Torcon values, as high as a 7. So that just means we could be seeing tornadoes that are stronger, those that are the EF2 or greater, and long track. Again, morning brings the severe weather. It continues all the way through the day. Even into the overnight, you can see those storms will be moving into parts of the southeast. Heavy rain potential means flash flooding likely all across the South. Some areas could see as much as 3 to 5 plus inches of rain. Nora?
Alex Wilson, thank you very much. Tonight, an Idaho teenager is facing federal terrorism charges for an alleged plan to attack churches in the name of ISIS. The Justice Department says the 18-year-old was arrested on Saturday, just one day before launching a plot where he planned to use guns, knives, and flammable chemicals. CBS's Elise Preston reports the FBI was already on nationwide alert.
The FBI believes 18-year-old Alexander Mercurio was plotting deadly terror attacks on multiple Christian churches in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. According to court documents, Mercurio had pledged his allegiance to ISIS and his intention to die while killing others, using makeshift flamethrowers, a machete, and other weapons found in his home by the FBI, which says he communicated with other radicalized individuals on his school-issued computer.
The profile of this individual is not surprising. The large majority of them are male and typically are quite young. ISIS and its proxies do retain the ability and the intent to try to conduct an attack here in the homeland.
Today, this from FBI Director Christopher Wray.
And the potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland is now increasingly concerning.
It's a concern worldwide. ISIS-K claimed responsibility for this attack at a Russian concert hall last month. At least 144 were killed. Here at home, a just-released intelligence bulletin warns of a potential threat of violence targeting mass gatherings, such as sports stadiums, concert venues, or houses of worship.
It definitely sounds the alarm to the average American at home.
It is a fact that we're in a heightened threat environment. We as Americans need to live our lives, but we also need to do so while being incredibly vigilant.
There are at least 21 known extremist groups operating in Idaho, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Court documents show the FBI was tracking Mercurio for nearly 2 years. He's expected in court tomorrow. Nora?
Wow, that's some good work by the FBI. Elise Preston, thank you so much. Turning to the war in Gaza today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared no force in the world will prevent Israeli forces from entering the besieged city of Rafah. It comes as Vice President Kamala Harris today met with families of several Americans taken hostage by Hamas, assuring them that the Biden administration is doing all it can to bring them home. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from Tel Aviv.
Rafah has become a tent city of mostly women and children who have been running from war for months. Once again, they fear the worst as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu doubles down on his plans to invade Rafah, despite the U.S. warning that would be a mistake. Huria sought refuge here with her 9 children after her husband was killed in an Israeli airstrike. What hurts me the most, she said, is I've lost my dignity. I feel humiliated here. But after 6 months of war, if they are forced out, where do they go to next? The Israeli Defense Force has mostly withdrawn from southern Gaza, allowing residents to return to Khan Yunis. But this is not the home they remember. The destruction everywhere so complete, it is unlivable. Everything is dead, this woman said. Across this wasteland, there are also still more than 100 hostages, including Americans being held, who have now spent more than half a year in captivity. Today, their family members met with Vice President Kamala Harris, once again pleading for their release.
What we have heard is that there is a deal on the table right now that all of the parties agree to and are willing to work with. We are waiting now, and the world waits for Hamas to get to yes.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said there is a serious offer on the table and that the ball is firmly in Hamas's court, while National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he has spoken with Qatar's prime minister and urged him to get a response from Hamas as soon as possible. Nora?
Deborah Pata with that new reporting. Thank you very much. There are new developments tonight in last year's devastating train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The railroad company, Norfolk Southern, has agreed to pay $600 million to settle a class action lawsuit related to the incident. CBS's Roxana Saberi reports some residents are still suffering from the impact of the toxic crash.
In the 14 months since the toxic train derailment forced nearly 2,000 people from their homes, Linda Murphy says she and her husband, Russ, have developed numbness and leg pain.
We really need long-term health care.
So you're worried about getting diagnosed with cancer years down the road?
Absolutely. Cancer, neurological diseases.
Murphy says the $600 million class action settlement won't be enough to cover future health care.
I almost feel like it's giving a grain of rice to the starving. Is it really going to help people the way that it should?
We appreciate and understand that anxiety.
Jane Conroy, an attorney for the plaintiffs, acknowledges that with up to 100,000 people eligible for compensation, some might receive very little or choose to opt out. Still, she says the settlement is significant.
The derailment itself was totally avoidable, and just the pattern of conduct all resulted in a settlement of this size.
Norfolk Southern said in a statement today, the agreement does not include any admission of wrongdoing or fault, and that it's already committed over $100 million to the community.
If East Palestine becomes a cancer cluster, what would Norfolk Southern do? Well, it's
from a long-term health standpoint, we are addressing that with the state and local authorities.
So is it an option that's on the table?
It is an option that is on the table. That is correct.
Plaintiff's attorneys tell CBS News that if the settlement announced today is approved by a judge later this month, the first payouts could be made by the end of this year. Norfolk Southern still faces several other lawsuits. Nora?
Roxana Saberi, thank you very much. A helicopter with two people on board plunges into a pond. We have the details on their rescue next.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Federal officials are investigating the cause of a helicopter crash today in Rhode Island. The chopper with two people on board went down in a pond and then sank. A man who happened to be fishing helped them out of the water. The pilot was treated at the scene and a female passenger was taken to the hospital for evaluation. A group of Jewish and Arab women in Michigan find peace through dialogue in hopes of bringing people together. That's next. 6 months after the October 7th attack, life has forever changed in both Israel and Gaza. Back here at home, a group of women with strong connections to both places are working to find common ground. CBS's Lisa Ling traveled to Michigan to meet this special sisterhood.
These women, six Jewish and six Palestinian, have been meeting twice a month for over 20 years. They call themselves Zaytuna, the Arabic word for olive tree. Their motto? Refusing to be enemies.
Every woman in the group here, I feel, is like a sister.
I don't even see Jewish or Palestinian anymore. I just see human beings.
The safety of this environment has allowed these women to remain committed to each other in the face of October 7th and after.
You absorbed my pain as I absorbed your pain. It's important to just have a space, a place where everybody is there with open arms.
Have you all talked about ways in which you think that we could get to a better place?
There's room in a humanitarian way to recognize the trauma of the other. And people have lost that ability right now.
A message these women are spreading far beyond this room, including on college campuses, many of which have become deeply polarized. At the University of Michigan, two students, one Jewish and one Palestinian, started the Arab-Jewish Alliance more than a year ago to foster better relations between cultures.
I grew up Jewish, and the only time when I ever met Arab students was in my Arabic class. I was like, how can we bring Arab students and Jewish students together? And this kind of set us down this path.
I think like the week after October 7th, I was looking on like Twitter and I saw all the rhetoric, the dehumanizing rhetoric. And so I thought, I want to like find a club where I can actually interact with people on the other side because I hadn't had a chance to interact with people.
You are the future.
For the Zaytunas, these young students embody the mission they've spent decades building.
I think that when you meet a group like Zaytuna who's been around for so many years, I think it reassures you that these friendships, they can last forever.
As a Holocaust survivor, this is what I learned. All human beings are the same. And if we could only realize that, then I think we could build a better world.
The power of conversation to inspire meaningful change. Lisa Ling, CBS News, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Very important lesson about finding common ground and treating people with humanity. Heart of America is next with a special dog taking on an important job to help those in need.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America, meet the guide dogs of guiding eyes for the blind. This New York-based nonprofit has been providing trained guide dogs to those with vision loss, and they do it free of charge. Thanks to the work of over 1,000 volunteers, Guiding Eyes is able to provide 150 dogs a year to those in need. We sat down with President and CEO Thomas Panik and his own guide dog, 10, who was handed off to him from fellow board member and former Giants quarterback Eli Manning.
Blindness isn't easy to deal with. You know, finding my shoes in the morning is tough. I can't see the stars at night. Couldn't see the eclipse last night. But I do have this wonderful dog by my side that helps me, and I want to provide that to anyone who's going through the same thing that I've been through.
The Guiding Eyes for the Blind. They are tonight's Heart of America. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.